All right, DJ Chris, I want you to give me a rating of this introduction. All right, I'm about to pull off my best Warren Buffett impersonation. Okay. Yeah, you can. All right. So, sitting on my left, we have undefeated professional boxer Seth the Killer Bee Billups. That came out very, very wrong. Very, very wrong. No, it didn't. I didn't think it out very well. Yeah.
It's all good, man. We let it slide today.
How you doing, Seth?
I'm all right, man. How y'all feeling?
Oh, we're great, man. Congratulations on your last victory. Two Saturdays ago, was it? On March 5th versus
March 5th.
Corey McCants.
March 5th.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
En route to,
I appreciate that.
8-0 in your professional career.
Yeah, it feels good.
Yeah? So, you know, as we mentioned, we had Seth on the show before, and I believe it was last, was it November or December?
It was November.
It was November, right? Yeah. And at that point, he was 7-0. He was nursing a wrist injury, but my man fought through it, you know, scheduled another opponent, got the victory, although it wasn't by knockout, which I'm sure is killing you inside, but nonetheless, he got the W. And well, now he's 8-0, six KOs in his professional career.
Yeah. You know?
Moving up in the ranks, and how did the fight go for you against Corey McCants?
The fight, I mean, as far as fights go, it wasn't a hard fight, you know what I mean? Like, with my movement and just with the speed, I could connect and land shots, you know what I'm saying? So, it's a unanimous decision. I won every round. Like, they saw what I saw, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it was a good fight. I was able to hit him with some good shots. Mm-hmm. Again, wasn't necessarily there to put him out yet. Had him close. But, you know, when it comes down to it, you really train just to win the fight. You know what I mean? You kind of prepare to go the distance. So when the knockouts come, it's kind of like you'd be surprised when they go as much as they are at the time. You know what I mean? Although I'm thinking like tried it all the time. You know what I mean? That's the point. But you know, so I ain't necessarily disappointed. It's like, could I got him out of there? I feel like I could have, but you know, just with all the injuries and different things that's coming back from and where I was at the time, you know what I mean? Mission accomplished. You know what I mean? We got the job done. Took away some things to improve on from the fight. And then we got another one coming up soon, so it'll be fresh.
Yeah.
While
yeah.
it's there, you know what I mean? So I'll be able to be busier. Be looser. A little bit of ring rust there. It's been about 7 months since I've been in the ring, you know.
Wow.
So felt a little tighter than usual. But you know, again, I was able to fight through it. Still do what I do. You know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe got hit like twice. You know what I'm saying? Landing good shots on him.
She look good. You don't look great.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, I mean, good. The worst thing for real, we got a headbutt. I got a few times since I've gone pro, man. But it's something you don't get used to. It's like, dang, man.
Yeah.
I had an egg on my head for a couple of days. But otherwise, look like just another day, you know. So
awesome.
That was a good win. So he's just going to the next, you know. Right now, we don't have an opponent scheduled yet. But I'm scheduled for that. So.
And that fight's scheduled May 14th, correct?
May 14th, May 14th. In Baltimore.
Okay. Cool.
All right, and your last one was at the Masonic Temple in Norfolk, Virginia. Was that correct?
Yes, sir.
And how did the turnout come out? Like the crowds?
The crowd was cool. It was pretty much a sold out show.
Yeah.
It was packed. They always come out. I like them out there. They're cool. They like the fights. They really show a lot of support down there. So it's cool. I like that area.
Right.
And speaking, you brought up the wrist injury. How's the wrist treating you right now?
Shit, it's in pain.
It's a pain.
It's like real swole. You probably see it from where you at. Like if you look,
we see a little bump right there. Yeah,
it's like it's not.
That's not just the bone, or is that just swelling? Okay,
it's a swelling.
Oh yeah,
right. Yeah, you can see it right there.
Definitely got boxer hands right there.
Yeah,
I know all of them. Yo, I need some lotion too.
Ashy knuckles.
But, yo, it's all good though.
And did your wrist injury, as you mentioned, you were out for 7 months? Was it?
I mean, I wasn't out the whole time with the wrist injury for 7 months. That's just between, like, not fighting, you know, fights falling out. So between September and this fight, that's how much time. So, for, like, when I saw you guys, I was kind of nursing it, but I was getting ready to fight again, you know what I mean? And so we were ready for that one. And then, I don't know, there's been a bunch of fights come and gone since then, for real. So I don't even remember which fight, what happened for which one, you know, but pretty much they all gone out, you know. Then New Year comes around, kind of mess it up again. So I'm kind of like on again, off again. But, you know, I'm ready for it. And then about 4 weeks out from this last fight, my lower back gets tweaked real bad. And so I was out for about 2 weeks. That one, because I couldn't really do, you know, you're twisting and turning when you're punching, so it's a back injury. It wasn't enough. But, you know, it's too late, and I got the fight, you know, so I'm going to pull out. Yeah. So 4 weeks out, I'm laying down for 2 weeks. So the last 2 weeks, I kind of get back up, cramming a bunch of sparring rounds, you know, and then just feel confident because I know my skill set, you know. So it's just like at 70%, I get a unanimous decision, you feel me? So it's like, I'm good.
Now, do you think that played a factor into the fact that, as we know, you're kind of like a knockout artist in the professional ranks, you know, six out of your eight matches have been by knockout. Do you think that the wrist injury played a factor into why you didn't knock him, Corey McCants, out in your last fight?
I mean, it could have. I mean, yeah, a little bit. There's like natural hesitation anytime you go to do something and it causes pain, you know, so that could have played a factor into it. But, I mean, again, I took different things away from the fight, so I don't want to make excuses for why I ain't knocked the guy out, you know. I mean, I'll give him credit. The guy came. There were times where he could have gone down, you know what I mean. He took some shots and he stayed up and got his money, you know what I mean. He just go down. Like, let me get paid now, you know what I mean. Yeah. So, you know, I get hats off to the man. You know, he came to fight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying. He just take